Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, there's a rumour slash a leak slash a confirmation doing the rounds from Xbox Era's own Nick Baker, who just tweeted out, just confirming something, that Ghost of Tsushima is getting a sequel, which he also calls a expand-alone type game.
That's good! Expand-alone! That needs to be a thing if it's not already a thing.
It's Levolution all over again. So the nearest comparison is Spider-Man and Miles Morales, the idea being that it would be some sort of standalone game that kind of feels like glorified DLC, kind of like Uncharted Lost Legacy, but is also something that is assumedly worth a standalone price tag, aiming for later in 2021, which has a lot of people assuming that they'll be doing it at the PlayStation State of Play event, which is sort of rumoured for next month, but they haven't nailed a date down, I don't think. But what do you think of the whole thing?
Oh man, like I'm a huge, huge fan of these expand alone type experiences. You know, I really enjoyed Miles Morales. I thought, you know, that game got like a lot of crap for being a kind of like bite-sized thing and obviously selling for a lot of money on the PlayStation 5 especially. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it felt complete. I thought it told a really interesting story, introduced a lot of cool characters, changed the setting in an interesting way. Obviously, Lost Legacy was really well received. I know you're a huge, huge fan of that expansion.
One of the best.
And when it comes to Sony's first party games, if they're going to have DLC, I personally want it to be like this, you know, its own kind of like standalone thing that takes what you loved about the original game and recontextualizes a few things, bridges the gap between this and the inevitable sequel. I am here for this. If this happens and this gets announced, and if it is true that it's coming out this year, like, that I'm over the moon. I mean, it was doing the rounds the other day, Scott Tilford, opening, someone was reacting to it on Twitter, like the opening of Ghost of Tsushima, and I was watching it, and I was just thinking, I could play this again. I could go through this game again, because I thought, it's beautiful, I loved it, and I want more.
Well, the thing is as well, I mean, I should mention the name of it. It's called Ghost of Ikishima, which I have to assume is like a region close to Tsushima. Maybe they can bring across some of the same visual splendor that made Tsushima such a spiritually uplifting, beautiful game. I mean, I adored Tsushima every single second of it. Just playing your little flute thing as you walked around with the like beautiful backdrops. It was just such a gorgeous, gorgeous game. Something to mention, though, is that idea that, you know, they've patched the Ghost of Tsushima since then, the PlayStation 4 version. So if you play on PS5, it does play in 4K 60. You can kind of get the auto up res feel. And I wonder if that would be the thing that they carry forward into Ghost of Ikishima. And I also wonder, thinking of this sort of new wave of expand alone titles, if that's what we're going to call them, Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrate, doesn't have that weird corridor crawling load screen stuff that Final Fantasy VII Remake had. I know that's third party, but that assumption of, you know, we can do these little sort of mini episode things, maybe that's a way to bridge the gap between the feeling that we have right now where there's not enough next-gen stuff, but you can kind of do these little standalone mini episodes, mini game things, but give them next gen qualities, like remove the load times, make it so they're obviously beautiful 4K 60 productions, and kind of go from there. Like, do you think that's maybe a way to bridge the gap until 2022?
Totally. I think, you know, the reality of video game development right now, especially in the blockbuster space, especially in the single player blockbuster space that Sony's in, you know, these games take a long time to make. The next Ghost of Tsushima is going to take a long time to make. You know, that's going to be probably at least 4 years since it launched last year.
It'll still come out on the PlayStation 4.
It probably will, yeah. Obviously, you know, Horizon took about that amount of time. Presumably, the next Spider-Man's going to take that amount of time. So to bridge the gap between those long waits, I like if they're going to focus on dropping these kind of smaller titles in between to kind of, like, keep us interested in the IP and keep the story moving without, you know, having us waiting so long. I think that's quite a cool and interesting way to do it in a way that hasn't really been... you know, done in the past. We've always had DLC, we've always had expansions, but these feel like their own individual games, you know, like we were saying, Lost Legacy, Miles Morales feel like their own individual games. And I also think, again, from what you were saying there, these little standalones allow the developers to get used to the technology, so then the eventual sequel can be even better. You know, we all remember 2013 and 14 when Naughty Dog was making The Last of Us remastered for the PlayStation 4, and they were saying they essentially used that as a kind of test run to get used to what the PlayStation 4 could do, and it gave them a head start when they were making Uncharted 4, and that allowed that to, like, look so good, play so good, etc. I want to see something similar with here, where although there has been, like, an update to the original game, with this standalone experience, the developers of Sucker Punch get to, like, kind of flex their muscles a little bit, get used to the machine, and then hopefully implement all of that knowledge into a proper sequel. I do have one question, though. Do you think if this is real, it'll come with a remastered, or not necessarily remastered, but more thoroughly upgraded version of the original, like Spider-Man did? You know, we had Spider-Man Miles Morales, but that also came alongside Spider-Man Remastered, and you could buy them as a collective thing.
I guess I don't know what you could add to Tsushima. Like, maybe, I guess you could add, like, ray tracing or something, but it's not like that game. That game pioneered the idea of instant load times. Like, that whole game's map pretty much loads in an instant anyway. It feels really ahead of its time if you go back now. It feels like one of the PS5 selling points was already in Ghost of Tsushima. So I'm kind of curious what you do with it. Maybe you just up the particle effect type stuff, all the amount of leaves you can throw on the screen, the amount of different visuals you can do with ray tracing, with subsurface scattering, all these different fancy lighting effects. Maybe you just do stuff like that. But that's the thing, because Spider-Man Remastered, like, came with ray tracing and it felt like a visual upgrade if you put them side by side. But yeah, I kind of wonder what you do with Ghost of Tsushima. My thing is, I wonder if you also play as Jin. I wonder if, because it's a different region, if you play as someone else, like maybe someone who's heard about his actions in the main story decides to, you know, rebel against the Mongol invasion over on Ikishima, and that's them sort of rising up. Because there's already that Ghost of Tsushima multiplayer, which is a lot more sort of supernatural. It's a lot more powers based. It's obviously a lot more group based, which I didn't play very much of. Apparently there is, like, a worthwhile enough single player component of that, but I kind of wonder how they split the difference going forward. Like, there's also Games Radar noted in their write up that there's also the Tsushima movie coming up, so I kind of wonder brand is going forward. Is it, you know, grounded, it's all about this sort of, you know, personal tales of people rebelling certain invasions depending on that point in the timeline, or whether they expand something more like the supernatural side of it?
Oh, I mean, I love the balance of the kind of, like, weird folktale supernatural side of it combined with the, you know, obviously, like, quote-unquote realism of the main story, more or less. But it's interesting that you point out whether or not this will be a Jin story or whether it'll be a side character story, because for me, I do want to see more of Jin's story, but I can wait for a sequel to get that, because I thought it ended in a really interesting place, and you know, no spoilers, but he's entered a different kind of phase of his life, let's say. His life's completely changed, understandably, from where he started in that game. So in between this and the eventual sequel, I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, a spin-off starring one of the extended cast, because that extended cast was just so good, like finding out about their stories in their side missions. I wouldn't mind at all if we picked up with any one of them and just found out what they've been up to in the meantime. Maybe they've got a personal story to you know, seek out after the end of the first game, or maybe it's something entirely different and a new chapter for them. Like, I wouldn't mind playing as one of those people at all.
That is such a shout. I can't even think of the character, the name, the woman who's, like, defending the fact that her family's been slaughtered and stuff. Lady someone, I want to say her name is. If they did, like, a prequel thing, you know, with her, like, that side cast, like you said, is such an immaculate bunch of people. So many people that I can't remember the names of, but I remember having a lot of great time with them. And especially towards the end of the game when everybody comes together, there is a really good, like, group feeling, Mass Effect 2 style feeling of everybody coming together. So there is actually a lot more potential than you think in terms of branching it out. But at the same time, if they're doing this sort of standalone standalone thing, this like standalone new title. I wonder how much they need to make it work for new players. Like, if it is going to be, if you're going to play as Jin, then is it just something you plug into the side of the main Ghost of Tsushima campaign, or is it something that needs to work for new players, so you have to play as someone else and kind of just plug it in that way? Either way, I like how much Sony and Sucker Punch, if this stuff is all true, are building the Ghost of Tsushima brand, because it's one of the most fun that we've had with a new game in quite some time, like a brand new IP that just feels so fully formed. And I would kind of hope that they flesh it out that way. Any closing thoughts from you, sir?
No, just honestly, you've kind of thrown my entire train of thought, because I completely forgot the movie was happening. I forgot that existed. I forgot that's what something we have to look forward to. No, just generally, I hope it's true. You know, we cover a lot of rumors and leaks on this website, but this is one that I desperately want to see come true whenever Sony has their state of play, and hopefully in early July. And I hope it's coming out at the end of this year, because I just, like I said at the start, I want more Ghost of Tsushima in my life, and I want more excuses to stay in that world, because I've platinumed it, I've played it, and now it feels closed off, but I want to open it up again, Scott. I want to open that lovely delicious box of chocolates and start gorging on it again.
So that's easy. That's Ghost of Ikishima or Ikishima and Silent Hill, both confirmed for State of Play. I can't wait to see what comes from them. But let us know what you think down in the comments below of the idea of doing an expand-alone game. What's your thoughts on that general sort of movement in the industry in general as well? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Ikishima.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.